All this week on Your Bridge FM, we are supporting the work of Lutheran Bible translators in Papua New Guinea. You can find out more and financially support at lbt.org/bridgefm. And we are talking to Paul Federwitz today. Paul, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, I tell you what, this is an exciting time here this week because we're going to be talking a lot about Lutheran Bible translators and exactly what all goes into that. But before we get to that and before we get to all the great work in Papua New Guinea, first of all, Paul, what do you do for Lutheran Bible translators?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, and sometimes it's hard to explain. So my role is Chief Programs Officer, and what that means is that I provide leadership for our work internationally. And so that is 18 different countries that Lutheran Bible Translators works in with 130 different language communities. But we also interact with partners everywhere in the world. In fact, one of the big partnerships that we have is with an organization called E10, or Every Tribe, Every Nation, which is 11 different major Bible translation organizations working together to meet this need of God's word in every language. So it's a role that connects me on levels with a lot of different people in different places.
Well, I know that group has an amazing goal about getting everything translated into different languages. Can you say a little bit about that?
The number of languages in the world right now is over 7,000. And of those 7,000, only 780 have a full Bible. Wow. So we're talking about less than, or about 10% of the languages in the world having a full Bible. Another 1,800 have a New Testament. And so what we are doing together as a collective impact alliance is trying to make sure that people have access to God's word in the language that they understand best. And that's not going to mean a full Bible in every language right now. What we're really looking for by 2033 is a catalytic amount of scripture in each language. And so for larger languages, that's going to be a full Bible, a little bit smaller, New Testament. For smaller languages, it's going to be 25 chapters right now. But the hope there is that as people get access to that, and as they have more interest in what scripture means for them, they will desire more. And we will still be there to work with them. And that's a really big part of what Lutheran Bible Translators is about, is how are we enabling the church to be able to do the work that they see needed and to be able to do that well. So it's not just about getting in there, getting it done. It's actually about empowering the church.
So with your work, what really makes you like excited about what you do? What's your favorite part? You know, what's your favorite part to oversee maybe?
You know, my favorite thing is always to be at the village level. My parents were missionaries with Lutheran Bible Translators. I was born in Liberia. That's where I was raised. I grew up in a small village, and that's still my happiest place to be anywhere. And what really encourages me and the thing that keeps me going is when I'm able to be with people as they are first experiencing God's word in their language. And that moment of God speaks my language, God cares for me because he speaks my language. And then that next moment of, and that means that I can pray to God in my language because he also understands me. And those are really big identity things. And those are the things that when I am able to see that, when I'm able to participate in a local church service that is in the local language, even though in the midst of that church service, sometimes I have no idea what's going on. I don't speak all of these languages. But to realize there are now people in this church that are worshiping God in the language that they understand best and not feeling like they have to speak another language for God to hear them. That's the thing that keeps me going and encourages me every day.
You're looking for support and help. Now, not everybody can move to Africa and live there. What do you think is the best support that a non-traveler could do?
We continually say prayer is a strategy, and that's something that we live by as an organization. We believe strongly that the best thing that anybody can do to support this work is to pray. And I can say that as somebody who has lived overseas for almost 20 years, actually grew up overseas and saw this with my parents, that there are things that happen that are just, there's difficult things. And we know that Satan does not want people to have God's word available to them. And so there are places where he is going to try to block this work. And the best thing that anybody can do is to pray. The second thing that they can do is they can give. This work takes finances. There's no church body or anything else that provides the funding. Most of our funding comes from people giving small amounts each month. And so we do need that as well. But prayer. If there is one thing I'm asking people to do, pray.
And, you know, we're specifically supporting the work that's going on in Papua New Guinea. Just briefly tell us what is happening with Lutheran Bible translators in Papua New Guinea.
In Papua New Guinea right now, we are working with the Lutheran Church there and with other church bodies and with other Bible translation organizations as the church looks to see how are they making Bible translation a ministry of the church. In so many places, the church sees the need for Bible translation, but there's outside organizations that actually do that translation. When the church becomes fully involved in Bible translation, they start to see not just the need for their congregation to hear God's word in their own language, but also to worship in their own language, and to also look at what other materials does the congregation need. If you think of what you do on Sunday morning when you go to church, all the different ways that you engage with God's word through the worship service, through Bible study, all of those things, there's a lot more that is needed for the community. And so as we're working with the church, it's really about the church seeing the community's full needs for accessing God's word and how are they meeting those needs. And so we're starting out with just a few language communities through the work of the Lutheran Church in Papua New Guinea. But while we're working with those few language communities, the church is also looking through their structure to say, how are they continuing to support this in other places with other organizations, making sure that every one of their people groups have access to God's word. So Papua New Guinea, about the size of the state of California, over 800 languages. So this is not a small thing.
Wow.
And it's not something that you just do in one day. It's about helping the church develop the structures that they need to just keep this work going.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about this week, what's going on in Papua New Guinea and how we can help with that. And I know that this week that we're going to culminate with the big Reformation Sunday service. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Reverend Richard Owsky, our CEO, and also someone who has been a missionary in Botswana, has served in so many different roles, will be preaching on October 26th at 6 p.m. At St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Brownstown. That's an opportunity to come and to hear more about what's happening, to be involved. We are looking at trying to raise $10,000 for the work of Bible translation in Papua New Guinea, but more importantly, to help people just kind of get excited to start praying. I hope that I've said that enough, to be praying about this work and to see how they can be involved in any way, shape, or form.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Paul Federwitz with the Lutheran Bible Translators has been our guest today.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
What a worthwhile mission. You can find out more and give financially to support the work of Lutheran Bible Translators in Papua New Guinea. Just go to lbt.org/bridgefm. That's lbt.org/bridgefm.